Ah, good. Hello again. Come away in here to the bothy. I've got the fire on. I can pour you a cup of tea or something stronger if you prefer. A wee dram, maybe. Come on, sit yourself down. I'll play you some music of the bagpipe. That sound okay? Excellent. Welcome to episode 31.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Ah, such nonsense. Thank you, Ailey. Thank you, RG Hardy Bagpipes, as always. Now, it's getting close to Christmas present time, Christmas shopping time. I can't believe I'm saying that, and it's still in the middle of November. But check out their website to see what goodies you can get yourself or your family or your friends from there. All things bagpipe at, or can be had at, RG Hardy's. All things Highland dress, assorted accoutrements. Their kilt socks can double up as Christmas stockings too, of course. Anyway, thanks to RG Hardy for their continued support. And thank you to you for yours, for that matter. So to the music. Now, we seem to have started something significant, I'd say, with the invitation I put out a week or two ago to send in your requests for music. The trickle has become... well, whatever the next stage up from a trickle is, I don't know. Not quite a little cascade yet, maybe. When it becomes that, I'll play that tune. There's a deal. But for the moment, you're certainly keeping the requests flowing gently in, shall we say. And I'll try to accommodate one or two of them this week as we go. Here's the first one right now to get us going. This is from Dave McGregor. Not sure where you are, Dave, but Dave says, "Dear Gary and EYP, congratulations on reaching 30 episodes and on being nominated for the Trad Music in the Media Award." Yes, I did mention that a couple of times over recent weeks. Don't worry, voting has now closed, so I'm not going to keep on at you about that. If you did happen to vote, then thank you very much. Dave says, "It was good of you to make mention of the others also nominated in that category." Yes, I thought so. "Including Travelling Folk, now hosted by Anna Massey." Yes, indeed, and she does a great job. "This reminded me," Dave says, "that we have not yet heard the playing of Anna's frequent musical partner, Myrid Green, on the show. So something from Anna and Myrid might be appropriate." Anyway, good luck at the Trads. Definitely a worthy nominee, Dave McGregor. Dave, thanks very much. And you're absolutely right. I don't think I've played anything from Myrid and or Anna so far on the podcast. So let's put that to rights. Both from, well, both fantastic musicians, both from the north west of Scotland. Myrid lives in Ullapool, I think, still. Very good visual artist as well as a great piper, great accordion player, composer. Anna Massey, an all-rounder as well as a broadcaster these days. Great fiddler, fantastic guitar player and composer. The two of them are wonderful together. And so, yes, I shall play something right now from their album Farron. This is a track called La Rashudin. Myrid Green and Anna Massey. Thank you. That's Maya Reed Green and Anna Massey with a track from their album Farron. They started with La Rashoudin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, then Giladou and Annie's Carafe by Ian MacDonald, say the notes. I'm not quite sure which Ian MacDonald, there are many, although I have a feeling it might be Ian the Whaler. Ian MacDonald from Moidart, originally, now living out in Vinbecula, I think, or thereabouts. Anyway, great track from Myrit and Anna, and that was a request from Dave McGregor. Dave, thanks for the suggestion, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I'm just going to slip this in very quickly, this message. By quickly, I mean early in the programme. Or in the podcast. Can we call podcast a programme? Yes, I don't see why not. Because this announcement of some tour dates came in just a few hours too late last week to include it in last week's episode, which is a shame because half the tour has happened already, but there's still time to go and catch Malin Lewis and John Doran, or Doran, not sure how John pronounces his name. I'll go with Doran for the sake of argument. Malin, great piper, great composer from Sky. John is a bouzouki player and singer, and they're on tour together just now in England. And the reason I'm saying this very quickly is if you happen to be listening to this immediately when the podcast is released, i.e. Wednesday the 22nd of November, and if it's early evening and you happen to be in Birmingham, then put me on pause, go and grab your coat and get yourself down to the Red Lion Folk Club to hear this wonderful duo play. They're playing there tonight. I've played the Red Lion Folk Club in Birmingham quite a few times, but in the deep and distant past. It must be 30 years, I think, since I've played there. Great to hear it's still going strong. And if you can't make that, then perhaps if you're near Evesham, you can do so tomorrow night, the 23rd of November, at the Fleece Inn. And they're playing on the 26th as well. That must be, what is that, the weekend in Leeds at the Hyde Park Folk Club. Anyway, Malin sounds like this. Thank you. That's Malin Makes Music with a track called Trans. And Malin, who's Malin Lewis, is on tour with John Doran in England. As I said, you can maybe make Birmingham Redline Folk Club tonight, the 22nd, Evesham, the 23rd tomorrow, or the 26th. They're in Leeds Hyde Park Folk Club. Now, I was just having a wee look back there through my playlists on recent episodes, and it seems I haven't played all that many pipe band tracks for you of late. There's been a few, certainly, but not that many. So I think it's time for one right now. Now, if you know anything at all about pipe bands, especially the top end of the competition scene, you don't need me to tell you that the band who has or that has dominated the competition scene for the past 20 years or so has been the Field Marshal Montgomery. They've won the Worlds 11 times in the past 2 decades, which is an amazing strike rate, basically once every second year on average. But they also won the title twice, quite a while back in the early 1990s. So I thought it would be nice to take in their first ever world-beating medley now. The year was 1992, and they began their medley that year with a Rob McNeil tune. Good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning to you, Rob, if you happen to be listening. The tune is The Pile Driver. So this is the Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band. bit of vintage Field Marshal Montgomery pipe band there on their way to lifting the world title for the first time back in 1992. That medley began with the Pile Driver, the Lachine Rapids were in there, Jane Campbell, Lieutenant Colonel DJS Murray, Mists of Time, Price of a Pig, Should Have Been Working, and Maxwell's Bonnet. As I said, from the World Pipe Band Championships of 1992. That was the first victory. They're now up to, what is it, 13, I think, world titles. Quite an amazing record. Now, just almost exactly a year ago, we lost a huge figure in the piping world and the Celtic music world in general. Skye Reichendiffer, a great friend of mine and of many people across those worlds too. Skye, well, talking of top pipe bands, he played with the Simon Fraser University back in the day. And for several decades, he headed up the Celtic Arts Foundation, wonderful organisation you'll have heard me talk about a few times. In fact, I'm heading out there again next week. But yeah, Skye left us very suddenly and unexpectedly after a short illness just a year ago. And so he's been very much in our thoughts this week, as he always is, and particularly to Sally as well, Skye's wife. After Skye died, there was various tributes to him, and some of them in music, including this very fine pibroch composed by Bruce Gandy. Skye of Mount Vernon, Washington is its title. So I'm going to give that a wee play with Bruce playing the tune. Here's Bruce to kind of set the scene with the background to the tune first. Bruce Gandy.
The tune comes from an original idea I had to compose a pibroch slightly before the passing of good friend Skye Reichendiffer, November 21 of 2022. And when that day happened, it was like my brain had flooded with ideas all of a sudden, and I just knew that I had to get this pibroch underway in a bigger way, not just a bar that was sitting on a piece of paper. I started to sing that tune in my head, and other thoughts started to come really quick, and I had a reason for writing it all of a sudden, and the bars were coming, the phrases were coming, the ending came. I used the note F quite a bit, but I tried not to make it sound as sad as it can be in a lot of pibrochs. So I used it as a intro note to the final phrase, and then I used it twice in the second to final phrase of line 3, where that movement goes from high A to the F and then back to the F, which is sort of, that's usually a place where we have a conclusion coming, and this to me spelled out that it's just not over, it needs to be remembered. From there on, I went into a Brabach style, Torluath and Crinluath. The inspiration from that came from two places. One was that I wanted it to be played by more than just a few people, and two, when I thought about Skye, if I'd asked him about this tune, he would have said, if you're going to write a tune, it should be played by everybody at our school and manageable. There's some slight changes and it's not as straightforward as normal, but it's manageable. So I went from there. I have the original scribble still here and changed a few notes to make the tune flow. I found that when I had it on the chanter, it was okay. When I started to sing it just to myself in the house, that's where I found what I felt were the missing notes, and the tune just evolved from there. Thank you.
that's a whole host of top pipers and drummers, the masters of Scottish arts, rounding off that set with Sky, a jig composed by Fred Morrison. The other tunes were the Athol Highlanders and Calliope House, and that followed on from Bruce Gandy with his very personal tribute to Sky Reichendiffer in that Pibroch, Sky of Mount Vernon, Washington, who left us, sadly, just over a year ago. Now, talking of tour dates, as I was earlier, I read out a wee message, was it last week, I think, from Amos Van Dye, who had basically been saying that he had heard about Cantrip's tour on the east coast of North America from my podcast, from EYP, and he'd gone along and he was just saying thank you for alerting him. And I had made the point, I think, last week that it was great to hear that. Because when you read out these dates, you're never sure if anyone actually ends up going to the gigs. Anyway, he clearly did. And I've had a note from one of the leading members of that band, Cantrip, from Dan Houghton. And Dan says, hello, Gary. I, too, would like to thank you for announcing tour dates on the podcast. It does work. Several people mentioned to me throughout the tour that they had heard about it from you. That's wonderful to know. Furthermore, connecting with Amos in Ottawa was a blast, and the yarns were mighty. Whether it was part of your intention or not, you are indeed creating a community or a social medium, a psychologically healthy one at that. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad we're psychologically healthy. Yeah, it's great. It really does feel like you've created a community around EYP, and I'm delighted about that. That was a big part of the impetus for doing it, I have to say. Anyway, Dan, while he's on... While he was on, did make a couple of requests. One was, well, he had said he'd been listening to the Remembrance Day episode from a couple of weeks ago, was that? Or was that last week? I can't remember. That I played a version of Flowers of the Forest. And I think it was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? And he said that he loves the version of that by Dick Gochin. And I agree. And yeah, I've noted that, Dan, and I shall play Dick Gochin singing the Flowers of the Forest at some point in the future. But he also said anything by the Peat Bog Fairies or by Sketch would be great too. Well, Dan, thank you for that. Yeah, Peat Bog Fairies, certainly played them from time to time, perhaps not on this podcast, but certainly have on other platforms in the past. But I don't think I've ever played anything by Sketch. And so, yeah, great suggestion, Dan. Let's put that right now. Sketch is the project, really, the brainchild of Ian Copeland. Ian is, how do I describe Ian? Well, he lives in Skye. He's a drummer. I first met him behind a drum kit on a show many years ago that I was piping on. He was playing drum kit, but he's a composer, producer, programmer, I think would be a pretty accurate word, an arranger as well. And Sketch is not so much a band, not so much a kind of fixed band with a fixed membership, but more a sort of project, a kind of movable musical feast in terms of its makeup of individuals, but always great musicians. I think their first album came out about a decade ago, Shed Life it was called, but this one was from 2015. The album was called Highland Time. And it's a version, a great version actually, of Dr. MacPhail's Reel. So this is Sketch. We'll be right back. That's MacPhail from the album Highland Time by Sketch, with Ian Copland at the helm there, and three pipers actually on that particular track: Ali Levac, Angus Binney, and the ubiquitous Ross Ainslie. Great stuff. Quite a strong Martin Bennett influence in that music, I think it's fair to say. Martin, although he left us sadly in 2005 at the age of just 33, his influence carries on right up to the present day and will for some time yet, I'm sure of that. So that's Sketch, and that's for Dan Houghton. Now, Dan, as it happens, there has also been a request in this week for a song from you. Completely coincidentally, I'm pretty sure. It's from David MacDonald. Hello, Dave. I hope you're doing well. And it's very specific. Hey, Gary, can you play Mad Tam of Bedlam from Dan Houghton's album Border Pipe Personality Disorder? I don't know if you recall, back in the summer, July, I think it was, I presented an EYP episode from Vermont, or had just been in Vermont at least, and I actually made the programme in an airport hotel on the way home when I was stuck, but never mind. On that trip, I met up with Dan very briefly, and he gave me a couple of albums, which was lovely, one of which was this, Border Pipe Personality Disorder. I think I played an instrumental set from it at the time. But there's lots of great songs from Dan on here as well. Good shout, David. This is a song that's pretty well known around the folk scene. It's been around a long, long time, although I have to say I didn't realise how long until I read Dan's notes on the sleeve notes. And I'll just read a couple of sections because they're very interesting to the in terms of the background to this and to the Bedlam itself. In all the years that I've been breathing, he says, I've heard this song performed in a bouncy, jovial manner, which to me never quite fit the subject matter, the darkness, despair and alienation that mental illness can and usually did bring on in times past. It seemed to warrant for me a more macabre musical treatment, and that indeed is what Dan gives it, as we'll hear shortly. This is the bit I didn't know. The Bedlam Royal Hospital for the Mentally Ill was originally founded as the Priory of St. Mary of Bethlehem in 1247 near Bishopgate in London, and was the first facility in Europe to treat, and he puts that word treat in inverted commas, the mentally ill. Most of the song is thought to date from around 1620, though, by which time the name Bethlehem had been syncopated to Bethlehem or Bedlam. So that's the, I always wondered about the root of that name. Treatment of patients in the Bedlam Royal Hospital was notoriously horrific, he says, so much so that the name Bedlam is now synonymous with chaos and pandemonium. Even more sinister is that the wealthy and bourgeois of London and its surrounds could pay a penny to visit the facility and observe inmates and their treatment torture. Pretty horrendous state of affairs. Anyway, it's a very thought-provoking version here. The chorus, just to give you a clue, goes, yet well I sing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. This is Dan Houghton.
To see my Tom of Bedlam, 10,000 miles I've travelled. My Magdalen goes on dirty toes for to save her shoes from gravel. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, Bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. To break me fast one morning, and then I got so piping hot that's on the spit of turning. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, Bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. There I took cauldron where boiled 10,000 harlots. No fool or flave, I drank the same to the health of all such varlets. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie my boys, Bedlam boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink. Giants, my pack a long knife carries to government's place from children's thighs with which to feed the fairies. That's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie bad boys, little boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink, no money. No gypsy slut, no doxy will take me my tongue from me. I'll dance all night and with stars fight, but the fray shall well become me. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie bad boys, little boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink, no money. From the hag and the hungry goblin that interacts with a rangy, that stand by the naked man in the Book of Moon's defense. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie bad boys, little boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink, no money. The moon's my constant mistress and the lonely owl my marrow. The flaming drake and night crow make me music to me sorrow. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink, no money. The spirit's heart has lightning within the journey guide me. The stars would shake and pale moon quake whene'er they dare to spy me. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie bad boys, little boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink, no money. From to save our shoes from gravel. Yeah, it's well I sing, bonnie boys, bonnie my boys, little boys are bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air and they want no drink nor money. Thank you.
Very powerful song, great treatment there, great piping as well in there. All from Dan Houghton from his album Border Pipe Personality Disorder, and that was a request from David MacDonald. Now, let's just catch up with a wee bit more of your correspondence. It's lovely to hear from you. EYP@GaryWest.Scot is how you can get me most easily. Sue Robson, a regular. I know Sue from various courses, and Sue says, "Hi, Gary, still looking forward to and enjoying your podcast every Wednesday. A couple of weeks ago, you played a Brepich track, which I enjoyed so much. I went down a Google rabbit hole of Brepich and was delighted to see they were doing a gig in Oxford near me the following week. I managed to get virtually the last couple of tickets, and it was a great gig, so thank you. I would have missed it if you hadn't played that track." Well, that's a bit like the tour date that I was talking about earlier. That's what it's all about, Sue. I play the music that I hope you'll enjoy. All of you, if you do enjoy it, you might go and explore it a little bit more, listen to more of that kind of music, maybe buy it and help support the artists, or in your case, get along to the gigs. That's what it's all about. So I'm delighted about that, Sue. An added bonus was to find out that Callum McCrimmon, so Callum's one of the pipers in Brepich, was teaching at the Far North Retreat in Inverness last weekend. I feel very lucky to be part of this amazing piping community. Yes, Sue, it is an amazing community, the Far North Retreats organisation, run by my pals Finn Moore and Abby Arkotza. There was an event a couple of weekends ago now up north in Inverness, and more coming up next year that I'm very much looking forward to. So thanks, Sue, thanks very much for that note. Now, time for one more, I think. Where will I go in my notes here? Yes, Andy Moore. Who says, "Good day, Gary. I'm sending this note to let you know how much I enjoy your podcast and to thank you for helping motivate me to get back on the boards after a 30-year break. Here's a brief recap of my piping history." Yes, so if you're new to EYP, I do encourage people to get in touch and share their stories, their journeys in piping with the rest of us, because I know it does inspire lots of people to hear how others have gone about their business and what their inspiration has been and what the issues are and so on. So it's lovely to hear your stories, your journeys. So thanks, Andy. When I was 9 years old, and he says, "My mum and dad, originally from Paisley and Belfast respectively, decided that they had had enough of watching me play hockey on outdoor and indoor rinks and that I was going to be a piper. I started my tutelage with the Black Watch Royal Highlanders of Canada Cadet Corps in Montreal, Quebec. Somewhere in my teens, I started competing in solo events at games in Ontario, Quebec, New Hampshire and New York. And at 18 years of age, I joined the regiment as a Piper Infantry Reservist, where I continued to compete when time permitted. During this time, I was lucky to have Alec McNeil, Archie McNeil's son, as my instructor. Alec moved to Montreal in the 50s, I believe, along with many other Scots, a number of whom were pipers and drummers. Quebec City and Montreal have a vibrant Scottish culture, and there are a number of pipers and drummers in both cities, many of whom speak French as their mother tongue. But I digress. Well, you might digress, Andy, but it's very interesting, a very interesting digression. So don't apologise. In my early 30s, he says, I moved to the Ottawa area and I joined the Royal Canadian Air Force Pipes and Drums Ottawa under Pipe Major William or Bill Gilmore. Yes, I've chatted about him before. I've since retired and moved to Kelowna. Sorry, I don't know the pronunciation of that. It's in British Columbia. Winters are much warmer here, he says. And I've joined my first civilian bands, a very different feel than what I've been used to for almost 50 years. My local band is the Kelowna Pipe Band Society, and I also compete with the Kamloops Pipe Band Society. I listen to your show when I go on my walks, and it motivates me to get out my pipes when I return home to work on my tunes, including my Pibroch. Keep playing them, he says. I currently have enough motivation to get onto my pipes daily, but that one time a week, your show really drives. Thank you. Keep it going and I will continue to listen and to be a patron. Well, Andy, thank you so much. Thanks for getting in touch and thanks for your continued support. If you're wondering what he means by being a patron, I have this Friends of EYP thing going where you can, for a few pounds or dollars a month, you can help support the podcast. And be an active part of the community, as it were. So thanks for that, Andy. And if any of you would like to become a patron, as he says, a friend, then there should be a support the podcast or support the show link in the notes below and in various other places, including on my website, which is garywest.scot. Anyway, Andy, thanks so much for that. It's fascinating to hear your story. And as I said, do keep that coming. It's lovely if when people share their stories. EYP@garywest.scot. Now, back to some solo piping, I think. We've already heard Murray Henderson this evening, although not by name, because he was one of many pipers playing on that Master of Scottish Arts track, The Jigs, that I played earlier as part of my tribute to the memory of Skye Reichendiffer. But it's been a while, I think, since I've played anything from Murray himself as a soloist. He is one of the world's great soloists, of course, one of the greatest players of all time, certainly when it comes to his track record in competition over many decades. Couple of marches here from Murray Henderson, starting with the Stirlingshire Militia.
Thank you.
Murray Henderson with the Stirlingshire Militia and Inverlochy Castle. That's from The World's Greatest Pipers, Volume 4. And Murray, without doubt, is one of the world's greatest pipers. Anyway, I think that's just about our time gone for tonight. I could go on all evening blethering away and playing new music, but I better let you go. And get on with some other things myself too. But it's been great to have you with me once again. EYP at garywest.scot is where you can get me if you'd like to send me any messages or if you'd like to send a request, which seems to be coming rapidly part of the regular proceedings here on EYP. Thanks once again to my sponsors, RG Hardy and company. I'm off to the west coast of the United States to meet up with some friends again at the Celtic Arts Foundation in Washington State next week. But that's not till Wednesday, so I should have time to squeeze in another episode before I go. And then hopefully the plan is to make one while I'm there. I'm doing a few events over a sort of long weekend in Mount Vernon, Washington. So that's in early December. So if you happen to be in the area, check out the Celtic Arts Foundation website for all the details of what I'm going to be up to there. But for now, thanks very much for being with me. I hope you can join me again next week. And until then, please do enjoy your piping.